Books on Tape presents The Outcast by Sadie Jones. Read by Kate Redding. Prologue, August 1957. There was nobody there to meet him. He stood in line behind three other men and watched them get their things and sign the papers and walk out, and they all did it just the same way, as if you couldn't choose how to do a thing like that after all the time you'd been waiting for it. It made the same man out of all of them. When it came to his turn, there were only the clothes he'd been in when he arrived, and his wallet, and cutthroat razor. They made him sign for them, and for the postal order his father had sent, and he was put to get changed in a side room. His clothes didn't fit him properly any more. The trousers were an inch too short, and the arms of the shirt didn't cover his wrists. He went back to the desk and put his wallet in his back pocket with the postal order inside it and the razor in his other pocket, and waited while the doors were all unlocked again to let him through. He didn't look at the guards, but crossed the yard to the small door in the wall to the side of the big gate. The door was unlocked and opened, and he stepped out into the street. There was no sign of the men who'd gone before him, or of anyone at all. He kept a hold of himself and didn't feel too much about it. He had been in a state of waiting, but the waiting wasn't for his release. It was for his homecoming. 2 years is not a long time, but maybe longer from 17 to 19 than at other times of your life. It was the colours that struck him first, the colours and the very bright sunlight. His eye could see far away, down the street to where a small, pale blue car was turning a corner and disappearing. He looked up and down the street and thought that he could stand there forever in the clean air.